Hi there. How's everyone doing? I hope you're well. I mean, this could have been a reassurance audio, but I guess it's a bit more of a rant. I'm not one to look at the news constantly, but I did look at it yesterday, and 950 deaths in the UK alone in one day. It's scary. I'm not gonna lie. It made me anxious, it made me upset, I was crying. And yeah, it's scary. So I guess I just wanted to reach out to you all and basically just say we're all in lockdown, we're all being safe, we're all trying to prevent it from getting any worse. But the thing we can do while we're in lockdown instead of driving ourselves insane is to like read the book that you've always put off, watch a movie that you've always wanted to see, pick up a craft that you've never picked up before. I mean, I started doing writing, I started writing poetry, and I started doing my audios along with all this came, and I just wanted to, I don't know, I wanted to try something new, so I tried writing and I've wrote a script or two, and yeah, and really well. But what I'm trying to say is you can do something, anything you put your mind to, be it a craft that you've never tried before, try it. Try it and see if it works. If it doesn't, you haven't failed. You've just tried something that didn't work out. Also, you could, I don't know, you could take up art, painting. You know, make this time in isolation count for something. You spread something about, you know, spread a bit of joy, spread a bit of love. Phone all your friends that you've never been in touch with for a long time. Speak to them, find out what's up with them, what's going on with them. Reach out to family that you've never spoke for, haven't spoke to for ages. Basically, just try and do something that'll help you or help other people. I know this audio might seem like it's condescending or whatever, but you do need to stay safe and you do need to stay inside. Just go out for shopping or essentials. Don't be one of these people that just like to go for a drink or having a party in the garden with a lot of people. Because that is not what isolation is about. We haven't been told to isolate ourselves and to be in lockdown for nothing. It is for a genuine reason. People are dying. I went on the news yesterday. I try and stay away from the news as much as possible because I don't like to hear bad things. But anywho, I went on the news yesterday and it was 950 odd people that passed away in one day. That's one death every 90 seconds. It's just beyond ridiculous. I mean, those people have died. God bless their soul. But this disease is taking a lot of lives. And it's sad and upsetting. And especially with people with immune disorders and stuff like that. Or they've got a low immune system, they're prone to catching it. If you've got some idiot that's going around licking door handles or licking shelves and they're affected, they're going to affect the person that, you know, a person whose immune system is low. So yeah, it's not a very good thing. But unfortunately, we can't stop idiots from being idiots. But if you're staying in, you're staying away from those idiots. Also, I wanted to say my thank you to the NHS, all the nurses, the healthcare, the cleaners, porters, every member of staff in the NHS is helping to keep the hospital going on. And I'd also like to say thank you to the care workers that are looking after people, to the nurses that are going out in community, basically to everyone that's essential, to the staff that are working in that shopping market. At the end of the day, they're doing their job. They're on the line. They are there at risk, but they're still taking their time to make sure we're safe. We've got food on the tables. So I'd like you all just to say thank you to the NHS, because without the NHS, I don't know where we'd be. And we should be grateful. I used to work for the... Well, I still do. But I'm off sick at the minute. And most of my colleagues and friends are all nurses in the NHS. And it's upsetting and sad to hear when nurses are dying and passing away. They're putting themselves out there to help someone and they end up dying. Where's the logic in that? Anyway. So I hope you clap for them at 8 o'clock tonight. And to show your sign of respect, basically. Each time someone needs help, they're there. And I wish this were more exciting, happy terms. But obviously it's not. So I just want you all to stay safe. Please, please, please stay safe. Stay indoors, don't go out unless you have to. Don't be doing ridiculous things like having parties on a weekend. And try and stay in the loop with your friends. I know it's hard not socialising and being kept at a social distance, but it will work, hopefully. It has to. Because this world just can't get any worse than what it is. People are dying, for God's sake. People are dying. And everyone that's being idiotic about it is just... I don't know. I ain't got no words to say. But yeah, I hope this audio... reassures you, but... I don't know. I needed to rant. And I thought, if I rant and show my appreciation for the NHS and to everyone that is staying at home and being safe, thank you. Because without all us lot trying to be safe and staying in, it's not going to go away. It's going to get worse. So thank you to everyone. Also, if anyone needs anyone to talk to or reach out to, just leave me a message below. I usually get back to you and I can reach out to anyone. So take care, all of you beautiful people. And remember, stay safe, stay indoors, wash your hands and look after yourself. God bless to the NHS. God bless to you all. Goodbye.